This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. This is the Invent America show, and I want to welcome all of you right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com, and I'd like to welcome my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am just fine. And, you know, it's always so exciting to be on the show. Americans are inventors. And so every time we have the chance to reach out and touch those potential inventors out there, but Americans in general are really excited about inventing, whether they consider themselves an inventor or they just want to know what new products are there.
Well, you're right. And also a lot of people have ideas and they have things they come across. They just don't know how to go about maybe taking it to another level or maybe doing inquiring about that specific situation that they ran across, right?
Exactly. And since we started doing Invent America, I come across so many absolutely amazing products. Everything from, you know, new kid skateboards, which we will be featuring in the next few weeks, to, you know, new gadgets to make life easier, to new technology that enhances something. And it's just, it's amazing. The American people out there have got such wonderful ideas. And it's absolutely mind-blowing to be part of getting them to the next level. And I am so appreciative of, you know, you, Invent America, of GCN to allow us to do this, but all of those inventors out there that we touch.
You got it. Now, tell us about our show today.
Well, inventors face, you know, basically four different challenges, but the biggest one is money. And if they can solve that challenge, at least understand the parameters and get their head around a path, then they can solve the other challenges. But that tends to be the big one. And I've had inventors that, you know, it's like, well, I'm looking for investors. And it's like, whoa, there your life can blow up real quick. And so today we're going to be talking about the challenges of using an investor. And I had so many good qualified guests to be on this show that the one lady who couldn't do it, she broke her knee. It's like, okay, well, that's a good reason to have to say, I can't do it on Monday because I'm seeing a surgeon. But within an hour, I had somebody else to be able to take the spot. So there's a lot of people out there who've dealt with the challenge of finding investors. And so today we're going to talk about the options. So we've got one gentleman who's dealt with investors. Another gentleman is like, why would I do that? And then an industry expert that talks about, you know, what are the issues in dealing with investors? So a great show, very relevant, and we'll give some good options to some of the folks out there who might be saying, gee, I think I'll go after an investor.
Well, I need to tell you, I'm going to bring up the Shark Tank because the reason I'm going to bring it up, I've seen Shark Tank many times, and I've seen situations where the sharks are getting ready to make an offer, But unfortunately, the person is kind of like stifled and can't make that decision because he sold off 60% of his business, before they even got on the Shark Tank. So the point I'm trying to make is, you might not be able to control your destiny if you just start selling your stuff away. You follow me?
Exactly. And a lot of times, I mean, it's one of the gentlemen that I just spoke to, and he was telling me how much he wants me as a licensing agent, but he told me how much he'd already given away to friends as investors.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, when we look at the 3Fs, friends, families, and other schools, you know, they're generally able to, you know, manage that. But he, for the amount of money they put in, he gave off way too much. And now when we license that, he's got to deal with that.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what we're saying. If you don't have the information, maybe there would have been some other alternatives, you know, to try to get it on the market.
Exactly. And understanding then how much you give away, you know, the gut instinct is to give away too much because, you know, you're just getting started. And they say, I want 10% of the company. Well, 10% doesn't seem like very much until you get down the road and you're thinking, what was I doing? So, you know, one of the things that we look at is what's real. So how much percentage do you give away for how much money? And so then there's a lot of numbers and calculations that go into making that determination. But it's a numbers game. Whether you're pricing the product or you're looking at investors' money, no pun intended, is a numbers game.
Yeah, it's all about that. You know, return of investment. You know, it's a return of investment for the investor. I mean, how is he going to get his money back? And when he's going to start making money? Because people are just not going to give money away. I mean, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
And say, hey,
well,
you know,
when you're dealing with the 3Fs, the friends, families, and other fools, like I said, they're easier to manage. They're generally, you know, family, friends. They know you. They believe in you as opposed to the product. So maybe that's not their wisest decision. Investors are smarter and wiser, and they will take a bigger chunk of you. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter how expensive the suit is that the shark is wearing. It is still going to eat you.
That's right. Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the bank and you want to borrow money for your business at a bank, the bank's going to ask you, you know, what are you going to put up for collateral and how are you going to pay me back? Well, it's the same thing with an investor. He might not want collateral, but at the end of the day, yeah, he is because he's going to get a percentage of your business. But how he's going to pay you back? How are you going to pay him back?
Well, and part of it, too, sometimes is that they want to help make decisions for you. Whereas if you go and you take out a loan from the bank, yes, you've got to pay it back. All right, but you're paying it back. They're not getting really involved in the business as long as you're making payments. Investors are different.
Yeah. Especially when they put a continuation about a residual. You know, you might say, okay, well, I want you to pay me back, and this is how you're going to pay me back, but I want a residual for forever or whatever. So now you're clogging yourself again.
Exactly. Now, if you're using the 3Fs, you can say, all right, I start paying you back when I start making money.
Yeah.
You know, the bank expects you to start paying back next month. An investor isn't going to give you any breathing room. You know, they're kind of like a loan shark. Oh, see, Shark Tank. So, you know, you can play around with the words a lot, but the reality check is, you know, when they want a piece of you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why you listen to the show. Education, I tell you, the education that I've learned, not only from you, but from the guests. I mean, it's amazing. And that's why I'm excited to talk to your our next guest coming up. So hold on right there. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Invent America Show right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Invent America is where, like Rita says, America invents. Right here, GCNLive.com. We're going to be right back with our first guest, our first topic, right here. Don't go anywhere. Yay! We'll be right back.
Ridge and all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American inventor. All right, this is Michael King alone, my sidekick, co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Rita, who's our first guest?
Well, our first guest today is Fred Hertz. He is, he's got multiple patents and products. I think he's got the list I was starting to count was 20, and then another 20 that are pending. So he is really an inventor, by all standards. And right now he is the founder of Minds Alike, a Pennsylvania-based company. They invent new technology in efficient and sustainable energy. He's an inventor, an executive, and an entrepreneur. Fred, thank you so much for being with us today. Wow, you got a background.
Well, thank you, Rita. Yeah, Well, it was a quite a journey, and you know, things went very, very fast and furious for a long period of time when the internet and then other technologies started to become very, very you know, prime time. And you know, it's been a few years since I've really really focused on a lot of the patents that I did invent. You know, some of those other ones that you didn't mention included the personalization of products, ads, and consumer items that you know, can be added to a email or interface for web, and delivering the right, you know, right people, right time, right preferences at the right.
You've got a huge list of variety, let alone just the intellectual property that you've had for years and that you're currently working on. And, you know, today the title of our show is Investor or Disaster, because I'll see inventors who are, you know, they just chase the money and they chase getting an investor, and then it really limits then some of their options and even control of their own company. So you thought about using investors. What has been your experience so far in that arena? Because that's what we really want to share today.
Well, my experience is that you're going to find a lot of people that are going to play fast and loose when you're kind of the guy with the vision, and you have a bit of a reputation already in the culture, in the environment of the technology. And you know, it's very often the people that come to you first that promise to fund your company, we're going to do great things, and you know, don't really get into the weeds of exactly what you need and what your company's, not your vision or not your inventions, but your company's ultimate objectives are. I mean, hey, these people are there to try to make money off of entrepreneurs that are, you know, that have great ideas. They have, you know, they have a vision to advance the technology. You know, they're idealists. They tend to believe people what they say they are and what they promise to deliver, and very often they simply don't. Either they don't deliver, they do deliver, they give you a very limited set of options ultimately, and by that time you're kind of in bed with them and very difficult to you know, to move on with all the agreements and non-disclosures and non-competes that they get you to sign. So I would say be very, very wary of people that come to you first and kind of promise you the world.
Well, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that, you know, you're signing their agreements, so you're getting into bed with them, and you're right, it's very difficult to get out of that bed once you're in there. I see, you know, investors that kind of fall into two categories. One where they will invest the money, and then they want too much of a piece of the company back. And sometimes they actually they say they're going to invest, and you're assuming, like you said, they're bringing an area of expertise, so they're going to put in so much money, but then they're bringing, you know, their outreach, their connections with them, and frequently they promise it, but they don't ever do it.
Well, they do it.
You're still obligated.
I would say that they do it, even some of the less, you know, reputable ones will often do it. If they have any kind of reputation at all, they will bring their partners, they will bring their connections, you know, they will bring their investor network, but sometimes they bring you the people that are not the people that really want to, you know, either want to do what you are doing timing or the commitment may be too large because the opportunity is great to the time commitment. And, you know, frankly, if they don't understand all the aspects of the technology and the other aspects of the team have been neglected, which has been my experience, then they'll lose interest. Or if they're really good, you know, maybe their former employer, you know, sometimes they're moonlighting to get the company off the ground, you know, with, let's say, $100,000, but ultimately, you know, to really get to phase one completely, they might need $900,000. And then, you know, their employer will take the reins and sort of steer them to do what the employer to keep them, and then you sort of lost your good kind of lead partner to make the practicable execution of the company.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right. So, what patent, what product are you focusing on, and what are your next steps for your product?
Well, right now there's a patent. You might have noticed that it's called Stock Predictor, which essentially uses natural language processing, which if you've heard of generative AI or basically the ChatGPT, it basically takes information that you request and it answers questions. It can do a lot of different things. If you sort of run that algorithm in reverse, you basically have an analytical software that can sort of determine probabilities. And
so, Fred, the music is playing. That means we're getting wrapped up here. So, what is your next goal? What is your next step?
My next step is to get with a product development group and investor, and basically get the product to be licensed to one of the big companies in news, in data analytics and real time stock prediction, which is where ChatGPT is really going right now in the investment sector and finance.
Fred, we got to wrap it up because we've got to pay some bills, and we want to thank our GCN network, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita.
Bye bye.
Bye now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update, the first shipment of emergency aid to Gaza since the war between Israel and Hamas began rolled through a border crossing between Egypt and Gaza today. Desperately needed food, water, and medicine was brought in by truck after sitting near the crossing for days, hoping to enter after Israel blockaded the territory and launched waves of airstrikes. Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two American hostages. Family member Martin Fletcher spoke on their release.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concern that there's so many more hostages.
The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages held captive by Hamas.
We share in the relief that their families friends and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said another 10 Americans are unaccounted for, and it is suspected that some may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you would like to check out some of our other episodes and podcasts, please go to inventamerica.info. Where you can find everything listed. If you would like to be on the show, go to inventamerica.info and fill out the form. It drops right into my email box. And our next guest is Dwayne Genslinger. Dwayne, thank you so much for being with us. The company is Hammerskill Homes. It is www.hammerskill.com. And they have invented, Dwayne and Jerry Hanley is his partner, the Buck Slider. And that website is hammerskillhomes.com. But I get calls all the time for the Buck Slider, and I have to forward it to Dwayne and Jerry. Very cool gadget. And after decades of experience with building, they came up with the Buck Slider because it makes things so much easier. Dwayne, thank you. Tell everybody what the Buck Slider is.
Well, the box slider, when the electrical outlet is too close to, a corner or a doorway, what it does is move the receptacle inside the box over a half inch so you don't have to cut the plate. You can never really cut the plate very well because they break, they look bad. What this does is just move it over so it fits right in there. And it's just a piece of plastic that fits on top of the and bottom of the screw holes and slides over. That's where we come up with the name.
I get people that send me emails like, where can I get this? Where can I get this? Why can't I find it? You guys are great. You can fill orders.
Yeah, it works well. And, we've done it in a lot of new construction. And, a lot of times they'll put double studs for the box or the outlet, and then they'll put, like 3.5-inch casing. We did a house that she wanted 4.5-inch casing, so we had to go through and redo all that again. So it's just enough to get you through that. And it works quite well.
Well, you and Jerry have gone into short production, and you're making sales. Have you ever thought about finding an investor?
We've thought about it. I think both of us just think we're going to wait it out. Usually an investor, you take his money and he wants it back quite fast. And, this way I think we'll just finish it out and on our own or take out a loan or whatever we need to do. You know, we don't need another partner.
Right.
That's what an investor is. And,
exactly. And sometimes they're an investor. They think they're a partner, but they don't know your business at all.
No, they don't. They could care less about it. And, you know, a lot of times it takes forever for it to get on the market. And, you know, you got to pay back your investor because he's getting, you know, he wants his money back. And,
well, you know, if you're paying back the bank, you take out a loan and they've got an interest rate, you know exactly what it's going to be. But when you've got a partner that's invested money, they don't want just their money back. They want their investment plus back. Sometimes they're not real realistic about what that should look like.
No, it makes it get ugly, you know, and you don't even, I don't know, if you know the person, it's probably worse. I don't know.
You know, I always say it's like, you know, we talk about the three F's, friends, families, and other fools, and I always say do not take any money from someone who could eventually have an X in front of their name. Ex-brother-in-law, ex-father-in-law, ex-brother, ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know, that X really can change the dynamics there.
Keep the family out of it, right?
Exactly. You know, I had a gentleman in Colorado. He took a ton of money from family. He ended up making some bad business decisions. They became all X by virtue of the fact that he made bad business decisions and they didn't love him anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, he's
blackballed. And it was a really good product, but he made some really bad decisions. And it's like, oh, Lordy, that was a tough one to watch unfold.
Well, yeah, I feel sorry for him because a lot of it's out of your control.
It certainly can be when it comes to money. So, what are the next steps for you and Jerry?
Well, we're waiting on you.
Well, you just signed your licensing agreement, I think, last week. So, yes,
you're
on our short list. Yes.
Yeah. So that I guess our everything's up to you. Our future's in your hands. So.
Well, thank you. You have a lot of faith in me. But with all the emails I get about Boxlighter, I feel really good about this one. And you're also going to the National Hardware Show with us.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And
that's always a good show.
It is. And, you know, I don't think that we've actually talked on the show about, you know, how I work with my clients for licensing. And this is, you know, a good chance for me to say a couple of things. Is that as a licensing agent, I don't charge any money up front, so we're selective, and you are on the short list of the products that we take on. And, you know, we look at then getting out there and working with you, not, you know your product better than anybody does. So we always work with the inventor on what we need for promotion of the product and outreach and, you know, who do you think makes the most sense? And it's really a collaborative effort with the inventor in order to get a successful deal done.
Oh, I agree. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's like, you know, it's hard work. There's no guarantees. I mean, that's one of the reasons we don't take any money up front.
Yeah.
Because there are no guarantees.
No, there isn't. You know, it's just depends on the economy. And, you know, it might be a luck shot where you're at. But, you know, if you do have a good product, it should speak for itself, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does. It does. And it's just a matter then of getting it out there and into the right hands. So I hear the music playing, so that means we need to go pay some bills. If you're an inventor out there or you know an inventor out there, please have them go to inventamerica.info, fill out the form. It drops right into my email box. And at this point, I would really like to thank some of our sponsors. We've got Kicker Design, who helps with manufacturing. CAD Design with Scott Parsi. He helps those beginning inventors get their first functioning proof of concept, sexy prototype, ready to go. And Scott's going to be on, I believe, next week to talk about what you need for a trade show. So everyone, stick with us. We have got our industry expert coming up in a few minutes. Thank you, and we'll talk to you back in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us while we invent in America. And today we're talking about probably the biggest challenge for inventors all through the process. It's investor or disaster, money. Money tends to be the biggest challenge. Once you solve that problem, you can generally deal with all the others. So right now we've got on our industry expert, Mr. Ray Baraska. He has been dealing in the legal issues, mergers and acquisitions, and money for about 30 years, a licensed attorney in New York and Connecticut. So, Ray, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners understand the bandwidth that you have about dealing with money.
Okay. Thank you for having me on the show, Rita. Appreciate it. For the last at least 20 years, I have spent all of of my time in the finance area. Everything from big finance on Wall Street to little finance in Silicon Valley startup. And then ending up that the finance part of my experience in Colorado with the startup community that's vibrant there in Boulder and in Denver, Denver Startup Week, et cetera.
Okay. So using an investor to get a product to market, it can be a disaster. Why?
Well, it could be summed up with a simple phrase. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Okay.
What that means is that when you have too many people that you need to get consensus from in order to make decisions, chances are that it's always going to be more difficult. And if it makes it more difficult and it feels a lot like herding cats, it's going to appear that way to outsiders as well.
You know, that's exactly right, because one of the questions I get, Tom, when we're talking about licensing a product and we're talking to a potential licensee, they always ask me, how many people do we have to deal with? And they want to know, is there one inventor or two partners, and are there any investors that have a right to say what's going to happen with that licensing deal?
Precisely, and that is the greatest impediment to actually being successful as an inventor in terms of getting your product to market. The more people you have on board your ship, the harder it is to steer that ship.
Yeah, it's, an inventor who uses an investor, all right, they're generally going into startup mode. So they're going to go into manufacturing. They're looking for a ton of money. And most, they have no idea how much money they need to, you know, to do this. But what are the options?
All right, and that's a really good question. As I've often said in various presentations, in this country, there are many, many myths about money being available for new inventions and for business startups. Here are just a few of them. Venture capitalists or angels will fund most of inventions and businesses. Not true. Banks lend to most new inventors and startups. Not true. The SBA lends money directly to inventors and entrepreneurs. Not true. Successful inventors and entrepreneurs rely on a single source of funding. Not true. And then government grants are a good source of money for inventors and entrepreneurs. Also not true.
Aren't you just a ton of fun?
Yeah. In reality, the key is there are a few options that are available, and what an inventor needs to do fairly quickly if they are looking for outside money is to identify those particular channels which might actually produce some success. One of the ways that some inventors, have succeeded is by doing crowdfunding. But not everybody is successful with crowdfunding. Despite the general perception that crowdfunding is a win-win for everybody, it isn't. Certain types of inventions can get crowdfunded specifically by what's called a donation-based or perquisite-based crowdfunding, which is you have a product, you're selling the product, the person gives you money to put the product together. But again, the number of options that are available to an inventor besides their own bank account are fairly limited.
We see that, and we've had a show about crowdfunding and how difficult and challenging it is. See, there's a lot to know about that as well. And so, you know, for most of our inventors, it's like, you know, early on, if an inventor says, okay, this is my budget, we can look at then options. It helps early on for the reality check of what the money is going to be to say, all right, here, go here, do this, here's your options, so that they don't get caught, you know, at a point where they feel like they're just bleeding money. So anyway, Ray, thank you so much for being on today. We'll get you on some videos so people can actually see and hear what you have to say. Thanks, everybody, and stick with us. We have got one more segment coming up, and now we're going to go pay some bills.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
So to all of my American inventors out there, if you are just getting started, let me know. And if you would like to be on the radio, go to inventamerica.info. And fill out the form. It drops right into my email box. If you need a service provider, let me know. We have got good, vetted, honest service providers out there that we can send your way. If you would like, if you've got questions and you want the call-in version of the show, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. We have them twice a month. They are free. Getting on the show, it's free for our inventor guests, and I need 2 inventors every week. So thank you so much for being with us, and again, thank you to our Genesis Communication Network for making all of this possible. We appreciate the home, GCN.
Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.